X Audio Service, and I'd like to remind you from our other side of the cassette that come the holidays, and especially on Halloween night and also on New Year's and the 4th of July, many of the pirate stations come out on the top end of the radio dial and also around 7425 on shortwave. So if you want to hear some unusual radio and you get your edition of the DX Audio Service here before the first of the year, you might want to check out those frequencies for some very unusual radio. From a monotone-sounding new father comes word that Bob Mielkarik, well, actually his wife Florence, had a 9-pound boy, Andrew Robert. At 4:29 a.m. on 11/29/86, that was Saturday. Congratulations go out to Bob and Florence for the new arrival, and it looks like Andrew Robert's going to be a good DXer getting up at 4:29 in the morning. At this time, I'd like to pass along some addresses to some of our new members to the DX Audio Service, so you have this information handy should you need to write to someone at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. First of all, the National Radio Club is kind of run by, and of course, DX News is edited by, Mike Knitter. His last name is spelled K-N-I-T-T-E-R, and also Sue, his wife, which is the assistant editor. The address is Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. And any renewals or additional subscriptions to the audio service should be sent to that particular address. If you have a letter which you'd like to have run in the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service or in DX News Magazine, the man who's in charge of that column is Paul Swearingen. He's in charge of the Musings column, and you can write to Paul at Post Office Box 4812, Panorama City, California. That's spelled P-A-N-A-R-A-M-A, California, 91412. And Paul writes that he doesn't want to admit being a flatlander this week, so he'll just remind you that the next theme to write about is about DXing and some amusing anecdotes. So if you have something to pass along to the rest of the membership of the DX News crowd and DX Audio Service, why don't you sit down and write Paul a couple paragraphs. If you'd like to write to Jerry Starr, he can be reached at WHOT Radio, and their address is 401 North Blaine, B-L-A-I-N-E Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio, 44505. And now here's John Bowker with a look at the travelogue.
Well, thanks, Fred, and hello, everyone. We're going to start the brand new year of 1987 at 700 on the dial as we take our tour up the dial with tape recordings of station identifications. Incidentally, if any of you have station IDs on tape, clean recordings, of stations that you don't hear on the frequencies as we go up the dial here in the DX Audio Service, I'd sure like to hear from you, and if you have a copy of the tape that you could at least loan to me, I'd appreciate that even more. I'll transcribe it onto the DX Audio Service master tape, and then the next time we go up the dial, we'll have even more of these IDs. Several people in 1986 did this, and it has proved to be most successful and very interesting for all of us. So I'm looking forward to hearing from any of our subscribers, new or old, who also collect tape recordings of air checks of various stations in their locales. As I say, we'll start at 700 on the dial. Let's see what station we have at 700.
WLW, Cincinnati.
Okay, that's all we've got. That's the entire 700 tape. You see, Anchorage just doesn't come in where I've ever been, in Vermont or the Middle West or out in California or anything like that. There's a beauty in Anchorage, KBYR. I wonder, they haven't changed their call, have they? And they're only 1,000 watts during the day, and at night they go down to 500 watts. I think they are supposed to protect Cincinnati up there in Anchorage. That's ridiculous. Let's move on. my personal opinion, and not necessarily shared by the DX Audio Service. I said it, Fred, you don't have to. Let's move on to the 710 tape and see what stations we recorded on the DX Audio Service.
Loving like a rocket. Paul Simon for the Dixie humming something or other in the background. 7:30 on WHB, Kansas City, Missouri. Are you thirsty, huh?
In the land of...
Neck and Whitestone Bridge is good, and up in the Bronx, we're getting the shape up. So all in all, not a bad rush hour. We'll check in again tomorrow morning at 6:45.
I'm John Gambling here on WOR New York and RKO station. Thank you, George. Good day to you. It's exactly 9 o'clock. At the top of the hour, the top of the news with Lou Adler.
Good morning.
WAQI, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. Radio Mambí La Grande.
Aquí, Radio Mambí La Grande. 710 en su dial. La emisora más potente del sur de la Florida. Transmitiendo con 50.000 watts, cubriendo el sur de la Florida, Cuba y el Caribe.
Now, that recording of WAQI is interesting from two points. First of all, it comes to us from subscriber Tim Hendel. And Tim, thanks so much. I know I still have a couple of your tapes. As a matter of fact, I have a couple of tapes from several people. I'm still transcribing them. However, did you notice the interference behind WAQI, a 50-kilowatt station at 710 on the dial? And it was recorded in Miami, or right just on the, you know, at Tim's house. And his mailing address is Miami. So that gives you some idea of the kind of interference those people are experiencing in the southern Florida area. Now listen to what I caught in Valparaiso, Indiana on December 27th, 1982. Did you catch that? I don't normally play DX catches on this travelogue, but KIRO in Seattle from just south of Chicago I thought was reasonably good. Particularly, you know, everything else was on the air, too. I don't have recorded the time of day. Isn't that terrible? You always should do that. Now, also, somewhere within 10 feet of me, I have WZOO in North Carolina. And I swear I had KMPC in Los Angeles. But fans, I don't seem to even have a record of recording KMPC. And I'm just wondering if maybe I screwed up the two times that I have had tape recorders with me in the city of Los Angeles. Oh, I know, say, let's just have one moment of nostalgia before we leave the 710 tape.
The leader, WGBS Miami, plays South Florida's favorite music with Ron St. John.
That's WGBS, and that's the WAQI predecessor. And Tim Hendel, I liked your tape much better of the 710 recording. That was recorded in 1979 from a hotel room in Fort Lauderdale, incidentally, of WGBS. And the last week, or was it the middle of December of 1986, the company that used to own WGBS, the Grant Broadcasting System, had moved out of radio and into television, and they had three television stations, they still do, I guess, in three major markets, including Philadelphia. And they declared bankruptcy right just before Christmas. Let's move on to the 720 tape.
Who said it's lonely? It's lonely at the top, but fortunately, nobody has to stay there too long. So. Okay, WGN Radio in Chicago. I do want to talk to you a moment about the Keith and Karen.
WGN, the world's greatest newspaper. 720 on the dial, and that's all we have from Chicago. And if I reach across, halfway across the room here for the 720 log, we'll find out why I don't have more stations at 720. Yeah, we got Alaska. We're going to have somebody, Fred, in Alaska making tapes for us. And Las Vegas. I was in Las Vegas airport once, and we flew in and flew right back out. And back in those days, they didn't like you to operate radios on airplanes, so I didn't. We'll move to the 730 tape.
You're lucky when you live out west. KSVN, Ogden Country.
It's 4:30 now. Here's the latest worldwide news from the American Entertainment Network. Stan Martin in New York reporting.
This is 730 Radio, WPIK Alexandria, and WXRA-FM Woodbridge, Alexandria, 105.9 Stereo Country.
WPIK, WXRA,
here. Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock.
Because of Him and the Carl Crane Singers on Feature Time from KSUD Radio.
CKAC Montréal. Télémédia.
Now that last was, of course, CKAC in Montreal. CKAC Montréal. But while I was digging for the CKAC tape to put it on my 730 master log, I ran across another recording of a station that I mentioned just a few minutes ago at 710. This recording was made on an AM-FM cassette built-in recorder that I was carrying through the Denver airport. I had punched record and play because I had to get to a Frontier airliner from United, and if you know Stapleton Airport, that's quite a walk. This is what I recorded inside my briefcase inside the airport at Stapleton Field in Denver, Colorado.
You're listening to KBTR, News Radio 710, Denver.
News Radio 73 for Western New England. This is WACE, Springfield, Chicopee. It's 1 o'clock. The Rookie Sunday Show is next with your host, Frank Skubinski.
This is WPIT, Pittsburgh.
You're listening to radio station KDAZ in Albuquerque.
Well, Fred, I guess that's where we'll leave it for this month at 7:30. We'll start with 7:40 next month, February 1987, and go right up the dial from there as far as we can in 8 to 10 minutes. By the way, except for the IDs that I identified as to when they were recorded and by whom, I have recorded all of these during the 1970s. As a matter of fact, 1978 was the most recent. So that tells you a little, and I hope that some of my dialogue telling you where I was and what I was doing when I recorded these is of interest to you. And if not, I'm sure I'll hear from you. Fred, I'll give it back to you. This is John Bowker.
Thank you very much, John, and I have a trivia question for you. We'll see if you can get the answer to our trivia question on the February edition. I guess it's time to play Stump the John, okay? Anyways, before we get into that, let me remind you that if you'd like to write to John with any bouquets or brickbats, or perhaps send along some IDs from your neck of the woods, you can write to John at 14 Canoe Brook Drive. That's two words, Canoe Brook Drive, Princeton Junction, New Jersey, 08550. Okay? Now, John, here's your trivia question. As you know, Phil and I had a transmitter on the air at the 1986 National Radio Club Convention, and we had the call letters WNRC. It's a little 5-watt transmitter. Now, if we have that transmitter on the air during this year's National Radio Club Convention here in Lima, and we don't change the frequency of the transmitter from last year, what frequency is WNRC on? There's your trivia question. And here's a jingle from WNRC.
WNRC in Lima.
Okay, now maybe some of our members know the answer to the trivia question. In fact, if you go back a few tapes, you might even find the answer to that trivia question on one of your past tapes. Right now, it's time for Phil Wayne with a look at Market Scope.
Thanks, Fred, and welcome to a market profile of Toledo, Ohio. Toledo has long had the bad rap of being one of the poorer-sounding markets in the USA. This is probably due to the fact that Toledo is located in a triangle between Detroit, Cleveland, and Fort Wayne, so there are plenty of signals that can be heard in Toledo with no problem. In fact, WJR in Detroit and CKLW in Windsor, Ontario often show up quite well in the Toledo ratings. Back when CK was in their heyday, it wasn't unusual for them to hold a 40 or 50 share in the market, and the leftovers went to Toledo.
To the praise of His glorious grace. To the praise of His glorious grace.
You're worshiping Jesus with WJYM, Bowling Green, Toledo.
Stay tuned now for the 10 o'clock news and the Jimmy Launch Show. I'm J.P. McCarthy. Look for you in focus today at 12:20 with Dr. Emmanuel Tanai. Farmer Jack, savings time is a minute and a half till 10. Save on Pet Ritz frozen pumpkin pie. Just 98 cents for the 26-ounce size this week only at Farmer Jack.
No. Hi, this is Jimmy Lance. Always ready with good times. See you right after the news here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes. 76 WJR.
Good morning, I'm Dan Streeter, and this is WJR News. The 10 o'clock report brought to you by H&B Carpeting, whose decorating ideas speak for themselves.
Gee, that's nice. Blue Tango. Well, that's one way to keep warm, dance real close, and just tango our way through Wednesday on CKLW. I liked it. Did some Frank Sinatra, Johnny Mathis, Tony Bennett. Yeah, nothing but the best for you this morning. I was just thinking, talking of compliments and Sinatra's compliment that I'm going to try when I get home. Mary, there is no finer witch than you. The greatest compliment I ever heard on television was on Hill Street Blues when Detective Belker, you know, a sort of real ugly person, right, with a funny hat and a beard and a stubble and eats garlic sandwiches, etc., said to Joyce Davenport, and I quote, after she had done him a favor, he said, "Miss Davenport, you are the farthest thing from a dirt bag I've ever met." Now, I mean, how much more romantic can you get? 16 till the hour. You may want to try that one when you get home. Anyway, it's unisex. You can use it on your husband, wife, lover, etc. CKLW is us with a temperature of 28. It's kind of pretty right now. We got some clouds rolling in later and mid-30s and moderate chance of some light snow, partly cloudy tonight. Going down to the teens, I think we're basically talking, oh, anywhere from 13 to 16 degrees tonight, depending on how far out into the northern suburbs you live, the colder it will be. And then some sunshine tomorrow. It's going to be a gorgeous day, but the high is only going to be in the low 20s. Minky. So anyway, quarter of eight, we'll make it. Always do, because we got no choice, right, gang? Good. Oh, you know what you can do when the weather's cold? You can probably get yourself over to Beaver, get yourself a do-it-yourself tip, and do something.
We had a tie on Sunday, and Kelly Leon and Andrew Dawkey were both winners in the ninth round of the Maccabee CKLW Quest for the Best Young Talent competition. They will now compete for $8,000 in scholarship prizes at the grand finals on Monday, December 15th at 8 p.m. in Orchestra Hall in Detroit. I'm Bob Bowers, reminding you there are only a few weeks left in the Classical Quest for the Best competition. You're invited to be part of the CKLW studio audience and hear the 10th round in this series on Sunday, November 16th at 2 p.m. at Wayne State University's Community Arts Auditorium. You'll hear competing pianist Sandra Taylor from Farmington Hills, Michigan, harpist Janice Dresser from Windsor, Ontario, pianist Meg Ruby from Dearborn, Michigan, violinist Moira McIntyre from Windsor, Ontario, and pianist Kathleen Rue from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. That's Quest for the Best, Sunday, November 16th at 2 p.m. Make it a date to join me. The Quest for the Best, heard exclusively on CKLW.
13 minutes until 8, Jim Davis in the morning. By the way, I just checked traffic for you. The eastbound Jeffries at Davis in the accident has been cleared up, but things still plenty slow through there. Just thought you'd like to know on CKLW at 13 till 8. Morning. As it turned out, I did on CKLW, 8 o'clock in the morning. Good morning. The forecast for the day is some sunshine, some clouds, some snow, and a high in the mid-30s right now. Temperature is 28. Looking forward to Glenn Campbell this hour. We'll do maybe some K-Star, Brenda Lee, Les and Mary, Perry Como. Also try and get in some Patti Page and some other goodies. So hold on tight to your buddy CKLW, because we play the greatest hits of all time. We also play this.
The limousine arrived at dusk. Hush whispers rose like steam into the cold air.
Who's that?
Amidst the camera flashes, she ran, hiding her face from the paparazzi. She disappeared into the night. CKLW, in conjunction with the Toronto Tourist and Convention Bureau, wants you to discover the feeling of a Friday night fantasy. You'll fly courtesy of Canadian Pacific Nordair to Ontario's most exciting city. Enjoy the luxurious accommodations of Toronto's landmark hotel the Royal York. Experience the unique with a $1,000 shopping spree at Queen's Quay Terminal, lunch at Spinnaker's, and brunch atop the world's highest revolving restaurant, the CN Tower. The Friday Night Fantasy from CKLW. Live the dream. Phone now.
As a matter of fact, I do want to remind you that you've got to be 18 or over to win. Only one qualifier per household. Now, I will take callers. There's 12, 13, 14, 15. Okay, 16, 17, 18, and 19. That's 16 through 19. Qualify four folks at 298-6080 in Detroit. 792-8000 in Windsor. Hit the phones, and I will, too, on CKLW with Touch 2-Beat. Just keep you moving.
Toledo has five AM stations in the market. The first is WCWA at 1230 on the dial. WCWA started back in 1938 with the call letters WTOL. The studios and transmitter were located above Smith's Cafeteria in downtown Toledo. Later, the transmitter was moved to South Toledo, and the studios moved down to Jackson Street, where they held WTOL, WTOL-FM, and WTOL-TV. A couple of years ago, they moved the studios again, this time to the new Seagate Plaza in a state-of-the-art facility. WCWA programs the unforgettable sound of big bands.
Exodus! On AM 1230 WCWA, Ferranti and Teicher at the twin pianos. Joe Stafford's the one who sang of shrimp boats are a-comin'. 8:42 now, cloudy. This morning it says, I don't think we're going to get cloudy at all, do you? Clearing throughout the day today to clear skies by afternoon for sure with a high near 50. It's 45 degrees at the moment. You may well be high yourself today. Are you the one with all six numbers in the Super Lotto? Just one person collects the $5 million pot from last night. They were wise enough to buy a ticket with the numbers 2, 21, 24, 35, 37, 39 on it. Again, 2, 21, 24, 35, 37, 39. If you had four correct, that pays $53 and five rights worth $763. The daily winning number, incidentally, 315, 315, did it?
WCWA makes your Christmas dreams come true with a Florida fantasy that'll send you flying to golden beaches and fun in the sun. And how sweet it is. A warm week for two in fabulous Miami Beach at world-famous Hotel Fountain Blue from the Toledo Auto Club. You can win this vacation of a lifetime in WCWA's Florida Fantasy Sweepstakes. Just get your official entry form at participating sponsor locations and send it in. Then be listening to WCWA weekdays and call in when you hear your name announced to qualify for the grand prize drawing Christmas week and exciting weekly prizes every Friday morning. Pick up your entry form at any of these locations. At Kitchen Wavelengths, the microwave cooking experts Heather Downs at Key and Regal Shoes, Starlight Plaza, where you'll get fine quality shoes, service, and your money's worth, or Kate and Mame in the Ottawa Hill Shopping Center, the place for special things for special ladies. Enter the Florida Fantasy Sweepstakes, then listen to win a Miami Beach trip for two from AAA and WCWA.
WCWA. AM 1230 at 8:46. And when they speak of radio, we're the talk of Toledo. AM 1230 WCWA with the classic pop favorites of yesterday and today. It's 46 degrees at 9 o'clock.
CBS News, this is Charles Osgood.
Moving up the dial to 1370, we find WSPD. WSPD took to the air back on April 15, 1921, as WTAL Radio. Later, the station was sold to George B. Storer, who owned the Speedy Oil Company, and the call sign was changed to WSPD. WSPD has long been the leader in the Toledo community with news, information, and a host of other programs. Of all the Toledo stations, this one has the best chance of being heard on DX. They often receive QSL reports from as far away as Florida. WSPD sports an adult contemporary format and is the only Toledo station with AM stereo.
756 WSPD. This is a nice song. Take a listen to the words of this. It's very nice. It's this Rick Ocasek and Emotion, Motion. 28 degrees downtown. Good morning on the Kirk and LaCava program. Emotion, motion on WSPD, 1370 AM stereo, Toledo.
Good morning. This is Don Wallach for First Federal Savings of Toledo and the Lions Store. Arraignments are set for this morning in the City Park case, and it's 29 degrees at WSPD 1370 for First Federal Savings of Toledo and the Lions Store. This is Don Wallach. More news at 8:30.
Good morning, 8:13 at WSPD with Kirk and LaCava on a Monday morning. Sue Lovett takes a look at your lucky stars coming up. And all morning long, we've been talking to Jude LaCava in the duck blind out in White House.
That's right, Lee. We're going to tell you more behind the pond near the duck blind out here in White House. We'll talk with Greg Wagner, David Russell, Tommy Russell, David Waltz, rather, from the duck blind out here at White House as we tell you more about Ducks Unlimited.
A short hop up the dial again finds 1470 WOHO. This station was one of the hot top 40 rockers in the glass capital in the 60s and 70s, but has fallen on hard times lately. This is probably due to a very tight night pattern, which is very directional toward Grand Rapids, Michigan, Leamington, Ontario, and Lima, Ohio. Since the station protects WMBD in Peoria to the west, and the station is on the east side of Toledo, guess what? They aren't heard too well in about three-fourths of the city at night. WOHO seems to be one of those stations that change their format about every 6 months. Presently, they are CHR. WOHO has been on the air since October of 1954.
It's 6 before 9 o'clock. What's the temperature out?
69 degrees.
1470 WOHO Toledo, Billy Ocean. There will be sad songs to make you cry. Really mellow song compared to his first couple of hits, including Caribbean Queen and When the Going Gets Tough. I like it, though, a lot. 8:59, one before 9 o'clock. Fred North here at Irwin Young along.
Sunny skies today and a high of 82 degrees. Currently under sunny skies, it is 70 degrees. The news being brought to you by the Lilac Tree. WHO's exclusive satellite weather for today, sunny in the high 82 degrees tonight, clear, and the low getting down to 63 tomorrow, sunny in the high 85. Marine weather for, what a busy morning this is. Marine weather, variable winds 5 to 15 knots today, tonight, and tomorrow. Waves are less than 2 feet today and tonight. Temperature currently is 70 degrees on the outside. The news is brought to you by the Lilac Tree.
Well, I must apologize publicly to Irwin Young for chastising him with a story about a 1,000-pound fish.
While thank you, Fred.
Yes, I have more information here. John Sinkovic of Toledo just called and said, I heard you talking about it in my car, so when I got home, I looked it up in his book I had.
Uh-huh.
And he says, according to his book, his reference book, which was published in 1924, something like that, that the largest freshwater fish is the giant sturgeon of southeastern Europe. Then they had another name for it there in Latin or something. That it at one point in its history reached 24 feet long and weighed 2,000 pounds.
Whoa.
Present-day sturgeons only weigh about 1,200. He said they live to be between 200 and 300 years old. So thank you, John Sinkovic, for helping Irwin.
Thank you, John. I appreciate my that day, John. Phone call, John. See, Irwin is right once in a while.
There you go. Well, that's your time for this year. We'll wait till next year. Or there's another one.
Yes, you got somebody hanging over there?
Yeah, we'll get to them in just a second there. Phone call for Irwin, I think it was. You want to talk to Irwin? He says he'll talk to you. Yeah, he'll settle for that. Okay. Hang on a second here. Here's Julian Lennon. Too Late for Goodbyes on the new 1470 WOHO at 5 after 9.
The next station up the dial is the station that we featured in Tony Fitzherbert's profile, WVOI. WVOI started back in 1966 as WTTO. It then became WTUU, WANR, WGOR, and finally WVOI. This station is one of those stations which has had all the bad breaks. Every time they tried a format, it worked well, but someone in upper management would change it. Case in point was when they changed the WTUU country format to all news in 1974. After they went all news, it was learned that the station had their best book ever, blowing out their competitor. Anyways, WVOI has the distinction of having two transmitter sites. During the day, they operate their transmitter north of Toledo, beaming south, and at night, they operate their transmitter south of Toledo, beaming north. To top it off, each site has 6 towers each. With WYFC in Ypsilanti, Michigan, moving from 1520 to 990, perhaps this will change. At the present time, WVOI has a black format.
1520 WVOI, Toledo's hottest sound with the most music on your Monday morning. 24 degrees out, the sun is shining. That don't mean too much on a day like today, man, I tell you. Still cold out there. May-you-be-doo-be-doo. Here's Al Jarreau on WVOI. Good morning. I like that 1520 WVOI where the big switch is on of the whole town switching to AM 1520. WVOI, Al Jarreau, and what I gotta do. It's 8:40, 20 minutes before 9, 24 cold degrees out. Cheryl Grant, Mark Carter, Dorothy Hurd, and Alice Hodges all celebrating birthdays on this 10th day of November 1986. Today is your day all day from all of us here at WVOI. 8:42. The Urban Minority Alcoholism Outreach Program reminds you that the line between alcohol and drug abuse is thinner than you might think. Leave the stuff alone. We're in touch, keeping you in touch. AM 1520, WVOI. Re-re. Come on, baby. Work it.
You're listening to 1520, WVOI, Toledo.
Finally, we reach the top, where the call letters stand for We're Top of the Dial, 1560 WTOD. These call letters could also stand for We're Toledo's Only Daytimer, as WTOD must protect WQXR in New York. WTOD operates from 6 a.m. until sunset with 5 kilowatts and a 500-watt pre-sunrise authorization. The station went on the air in June of 1946. In the 60s, it battled WOHO and WTTO for the king of the top 40 stations. But after a disastrous fire in the late 60s, set by a disgruntled employee, the station changed to a country and western format and has been that ever since. The station is probably the best heard right at sunset, and it's been heard into the southern states at times.
Well, if you don't try, you don't succeed. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. There's Sylvia's new one here at WTOD, the country music station. Good afternoon. 4:39 with Tom Lawrence. Little something for you from 79 with Charlie Pride. Red-headed stranger music. There's Willie Nelson, the city of New Orleans, here on WTOD, your country music station at 14 in front of 5 o'clock. Another great day we've had. I know a little bit cold to start the morning. Of course, I was huddled in my covers, not having to worry about getting up early again, but I guess we get down to 37 this morning, which was a record breaker. It's not too shabby out there right now. Matter of fact, we're going to check in with our weather guy, Dennis Michelson. He'll have an update on that forecast coming right up. I just released the old bond, Let Me Love Again. There's Don Gibson from 1972 here at WTOD with a reminder, make sure you save your grocery store receipts because we would love to pay for your groceries. That's right. Plus, there's a chance you could win $1,000 cash. Play for a lot of other things, too. It's the WTOD Grocery Giveaway. Gets underway this coming Monday right here on your country music station, WTOD. Always have, always will. I guess that's what you kind of call a torch song. Holding the flame. Always have, always will. That's the new one from Janie Fricke here on WTOD, your country music station. Coming up to about 4 minutes away from 5 o'clock. Very soon we'll check in with ABC and then be back with Dennis Michelson to give us an update on the Weather Center forecast. If you're wondering, is it going to get as cold tonight as it was overnight last night? The answer is no. I guess we got down to around 37 or something, and tonight we'll get down to about 48 or early tomorrow morning, somewhere right around. I don't want to split hairs about it. It's going to be too cold to run around naked, let's put it that way. Dennis Michelson will have full details in your Weather Center forecast, plus ABC News coming up after the latest from Steve Warner. Never start, never stop starting over again from TOD. Well, the fella's never going to start again. There's Steve Warner right here at WTOD Toledo, your country music station, where it is news time, 5 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm John Degnan. President Reagan breaks his silence in the Nicholas.
That's the AM side of Toledo Radio. Next month on Market Scope, I'll be back and we'll take a look at Toledo's FMs. For the DX Audio Service, this is Phil Wayne.
Thank you very much, Phil. And Phil will be back with us on the next edition of the DX Audio Service with the other side of Toledo Radio. By the way, in case you haven't heard the information, Phil has moved to a different part of the country, from Toledo all the way over to Syracuse, New York. And here's his new address in case you don't have it. It's 128 Elmwood, E-L-M-W-O-O-D Avenue, Syracuse, New York. Now, Syracuse is spelled S-Y-R-A-C-U-S-E, and the zip code is 13207. In news from Radio and Records magazine from 11/21 of 86, the FCC nails WRBQ for $6,000 in fines for a Tampa studio move. Now, even though it has the proceedings underway to abolish its main studio and program origination rules, the FCC is continuing to come down hard on stations that violate both regulations. Now, the latest victim of the commission's enforcement efforts is Eden's Broadcasting's WRBQ in Tampa, which has been fined $6,000 for failing to maintain its main studio in St. Petersburg, its city of license. The station is also charged with failing to keep its public inspection file in St. Petersburg. FCC rules require stations to keep a, quote, main studio, unquote, and originate at least 50% of non-network programming in their communities of license. The station's public inspection file must also be open to the public at the main studio during regular business hours. Comments are due December 22nd and replies comments on January the 6th in the FCC's proposed relaxation of the elimination of both regulations. That, by the way, is docket number 86-406. In 1982, WRBQ got a waiver acknowledging it to exclude recorded music from its computation of the non-network programming it could originate from its auxiliary studio in nearby Tampa. At the time, WRBQ pledged that, quote, the station's main studio will continue to be staffed during regular business hours by station employees who are familiar with the station's established practices and policies and procedures for facilitating contact with members of the public, unquote. WRBQ also promised that its public inspection file, quote, will be kept at the main studio location for ready access by residents of St. Petersburg, unquote. However, in a letter notifying WRBQ of the $6,000 fine, Mass Media Bureau Chief Jim McKinney said inspections of the station's main studio, quote, indicated that there is no staff present on a regular basis, unquote. While previously staffed 24 hours a day and still in use on Sunday mornings, the studio is not generally staffed. Moreover, the commission's inspections indicated that the main studio is inaccessible. It is located in a swampy area and access is prevented by a locked gate. The inspections show that the public inspection file is located not at the main studio as required, but rather at the auxiliary studio in Tampa. In other actions, the FCC has fined KZBB, Fort Smith, Arkansas, $10,000 for similar violations. The station was formerly KZZE, licensed to Pateaux, Oklahoma. Questions arose when KZBB's owner, Audio Phase Communications, attempted to sell the station earlier this year. At the time, Fred Baker, owner of KFSA and KISR, Fort Smith, Arkansas, filed petitions charging that KZBB's failure to originate programming from Pateaux when it was licensed to that community. After investigating, the FCC agreed that KZBB failed to originate the required amount of programming from its main studio in Pateaux. Besides fining the station $10,000, the commission admonished KBBB or KZBB for, quote, misleading and evasive, unquote, responses in its pleadings. Could it be a record setter? Fans of rocker Bruce Springsteen got a sample of his first authorized live album, a 40-song set that record company officials say is born to run out of stock. The 8-song sampler arrived at radio stations Friday for broadcast and will be on sale in stores. Station WJLK in Ashbury Park, the New Jersey town immortalized by Springsteen in his first album, held a hour-long debut party with taped comments from U.S. Senator Bill Bradley and Governor Tom Keene. A joke leaves WKMQ with a sour punchline as a WROK AM disc jockey known for his on-the-air antics told listeners on Monday that all other Rockford stations would be going off the air at noon today, but at least one other radio station didn't find the joke very funny. Riley O'Neill, afternoon disc jockey for WROK, reportedly said, "All Rockford radio stations except WROK would be shut down for 48 hours while the FCC reviewed licenses." Then he advised his listeners to switch to WROK. Well, Jim Reed, program manager for WKMQ-FM, said his station will be consulting with its attorneys in Washington today to decide whether to bring the joke to the attention of the FCC. "If I said that, my manager would walk in the booth and boot me right out," Reed said. He said the joke could endanger the public if an emergency occurred and people weren't sure where to tune for information. O'Neill declined to discuss the incident. "If the comment was made as quoted, it was certainly inappropriate," said Steve Brill, WROK operations manager. He said that he had received a report that some comment about another station was made, and he said he immediately ordered O'Neill to make no further such comments. Finally, the end may be in sight for a 21-year dispute over broadcast licenses held by RKO General Corporation. 39 parties are still competing for 13 RKO licenses, but have failed to reach a settlement. A mediator from the FCC says he'll now consider outside bids. The FCC has set a January 31st deadline for reaching a final settlement. At stake are 6 AM stations, 6 FM stations, and a television station. I'd like to make mention of several things here just before we get off this edition of the DX Audio Service, and that is if you're subscribing via the returnable rate where you're sending back your cassettes each month, please be sure that your cassettes arrive here before the 18th of January. We need them back so that we can duplicate them. We're trying to duplicate all the tapes on the 20th of the month. That way they get sent out and you should receive them before the end of the month. That way you'll receive like your February edition somewhere around the 29th or 30th of January. Hopefully we'll just get a little bit ahead with this new system and the new duplication system. So please be sure you're not holding us up by not sending your tapes back promptly. Secondly, there's another thing that we haven't mentioned in a long time, and that is gift subscriptions. You can send a gift subscription of the DX Audio Service to someone. It's very easy to do when you send in your check for $12 or $25. And be sure if you do send in a $12 check to let the person know that this is a returnable subscription, so they're not expecting to get more tapes and don't get anything. Be sure to let them know. But when you send in your check for your $25 or $12, give us some information about the person. If it's a birthday gift subscription, or perhaps we just passed Christmas, if it was a Christmas gift, or whatever. And what we'll do is we'll make up their first edition special for them with a little mention on there at the beginning about them, and even say that this subscription is from and give your name. So if you'd like to give a gift subscription of the DX Audio Service to someone, just send along your check and some notes about the person to us. And, of course, send it to headquarters. Send it to Mike Nitter at National Radio Club headquarters, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge. And we'll get that out to the person of your choice. I'd like to make mention, finally, that the 1987 National Radio Club Convention is going to be held right here in Lima, Ohio. I'll be hosting the event along with Bob Walker and Phil Wayne. It's going to be held at the Milano Inn in downtown Lima, one of the more prestigious hotels here in Lima. And right across the street is the Milano Club, where we'll be having the Saturday evening banquet, and the Sunday morning buffet. The both of them are all-you-can-eat buffets. And at the Saturday evening banquet, we'll have a 67-item salad bar. And it should be quite a nice event. We're going to have some tours. We're also going to have some guests come in and speak on different topics, some seminars. and a whole lot of interesting things. It's going to be a good time. It's Labor Day weekend, which is, let's see, late August, early September. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We also have some reasonable rates, which I'll mention on a future edition of the DX audio service for the Milano Inn. So plan to join us for the 87 National Radio Club Convention. By the way, one of the things that Phil and I are putting together is our little radio station again. As I told you on past editions, there was a little radio station, several little radio stations at the 86 conventions. Jerry Starr had his on 700, Dave Schmidt had his on 650, Phil Wayne and I had ours on, well, that was a trivia question, so I'm not going to say. But it will be on the air for this edition of the 1987 National Radio Club Convention, and we're putting together the programming right now, and I thought I'd give you a little peek at what it's going to sound like. We ran the automation system last night, recorded it, and scoped down some air checks. Here's what it sounds like so far.
WNRC in Lima. WNRC in Lima.
Well, anyways, you get the picture. It's going to be kind of an interesting little station when we get it on the air. We're trying our best to make the 1987 National Radio Club Convention the best ever, so we hope that you have a chance to attend, so mark it down on your calendar. Labor Day weekend, 1987. That does it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. I'd like to thank John, Phil, Jerry, and the rest of the gang here at the DX Audio Service for the fine job, and we'll be back with you next month on the February edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. The National Radio Club's DX audio service may not be copied in whole or part without the express written permission from the National Radio Club Incorporated, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. This is Fred Vobey. Have yourself a great new year.